Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bird Show.
Once again, RBM of Alpharetta is allowing us to give you guys a brand new Mercedes-Benz for $100. That's it.
Ooh, it's a pretty good deal if you think about it.
You think so?
Yeah, 2023 Mercedes-Benz GLA 250 SUV, and you score it for $100. Yeah. I say that's a pretty good day.
It's less than what I pay for my car.
We have been doing this for years. They have allowed us, I should say, to do this for years. And we do this raffle every year. It's $100 per ticket, and we only sell 2,500. So you got to get them fast, and you got a pretty damn good chance of winning, right? A brand new Mercedes for $100, and every penny of that donation goes to Burt's Big Adventure. This is the trip that we take down to Disney World every year with kids with chronic and terminal illnesses and their entire family. So it's a win-win all the way around.
Yep, you're doing good, and you could potentially score yourself a brand new Mercedes-Benz for just $100. So you can go to burtsbigadventure.org, and that's where you can buy your raffle ticket for a chance to win. And you have until October 25th. It's going to be here before you know it. And this typically sells out before we even get to the end date. So put it on your to-do list today.
Yeah, you heard October 25th and you're like, oh, I got plenty of time. No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. We haven't really been talking about it a whole bunch, but now that we are, the raffle tickets will sell quickly. So go online to the Birch, not the birchshow.com, birchsbigadventure.org. All right, Mo, you're not safe anywhere, man. Your friend knows this.
Man, this is a scary world sometime. And I had one of those really rare moments in life where I was reading about the news, and I came across this really senseless crime and started reading about it and realized that one of the names of one of the victims were familiar to me. And it happened to be someone that I've known for a very long time. And
it happened to a friend of yours.
A friend of mine.
Oh, gosh.
So a while ago, there was a guy who worked in the company that I worked for. And he had a lot of connections. He was really big in the company. And he's just an amazing guy. And he used to always, like, try to help people get to on their career paths, whatever they wanted to do. If he could help, he would help. And so there was a group of us that he took under his wing. He got me going into comedy. He got a friend of mine going into voice acting, another friend into producing. And just that group of us that he was trying to help at that time became like a little mini family. And we always just looked out for each other and hung out. And we've been in touch with each other ever since. And one of the people from the group actually sent me this article, in which initially I just thought he was sending me the article because it was a horrible news story that happened in New York. And so the story is, there was a random guy. They're still trying to figure out exactly what his motive was, if there was a motive at all. But he just decided to buy some bottles, like some glass alcohol bottles, and he just hit three people in the head with these bottles.
Over the head with the...
What the hell?
Were they full bottles, empty bottles? Not that that really matters.
I don't know.
You worried about the liquor? Like, is
well, no, I'm just saying if it's a full bottle... That's going to hurt more than if it's an empty bottle. I asked that question.
I don't know. We're just trying to get to 5 minutes.
No, I was genuinely, because I'm big on details, and I don't know why, and I just need to stop. I really do.
You know what, though? I didn't think I would laugh telling this story.
You don't want to waste good liquor. Let's hope it was like with a full bottle is what she's hoping.
My intention was not to bring levity to the story. Because it's a serious story, but that I inadvertently did. So you're welcome, I guess.
So, yeah, I mean, well, the good news is all of the victims are okay now.
Yes.
But he hit an older woman who I believe they said was in like her 70s.
What?
And she was in the subway. He hit another guy, I think just in the street. It was very random.
Yeah.
And then so my friend happened to be in a supermarket. And she was on the second floor of the supermarket. And out of all of the people in the supermarket, for whatever reason, this guy chose her. And from what she said, she doesn't know him. Didn't know him from anywhere. There's no history. There's no anything. He just picked three random people. And she happened to be one of the people that he hit. So he ended up getting arrested. I guess he had a long list of criminal history, and they're holding him with like $150,000 bail. So he doesn't look like he's going anywhere anytime soon.
Good.
But she was really shooken up. So I immediately reached out to her and asked her if she was okay. And she's recovering. She's been recovering since it happened. It just happened like a week ago. But she's like, Mo, I mean, I literally was pulling glass out of my head.
Oh, God.
When she was on her way to the hospital. And then they had pictures of her like wrapped in, they would wrap her head and her head is bleeding. It just was a gruesome scene, and I'm glad she's okay. And it just goes to show you, man, wrong place, wrong time, because this woman is literally one of the happiest, most bubbly, kind people I've ever met in my life. Like, she's the last person on earth I ever thought something like this would happen to.
Just don't know, man.
You just never know.
The PTSD, too. Like, everywhere you go, you're going to feel like you're looking over your shoulder being attacked senselessly like that.
Yeah, you're going to have to see a therapist for this one. Mm. You think, I don't know if it's just in our face more, you know, for social media and news, and we have so much access to so much negative stuff here. But I feel like I don't know where it turned, and maybe I'm just more cynical now than I used to be. I just feel like people are more on edge now, and there are more stories like this than there ever have been in my life before.
Mm. You mean random acts of violence?
Yes.
I don't know if it's a mental health issue
across the board, and I don't know where it started. I don't know.
I don't either. I always wonder if it's always been going on. Like you said, we just have more access to it now with the social media, or if there really is something going on out here that people are having more mental health issues than ever.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely more in our face, for sure. But I mean, we could easily pull up the stats and see as far as like criminal activity and if it has increased.
The Bird Show.